From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's Monday, November 8th. Coming up, even if your tap water meets federal water quality standards, that does not mean it's free of contaminants. We'll learn about a new database that shows what's in your drinking water in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois political leaders have been in Glasgow, Scotland for the UN Climate Change Conference, or COP26, since last week. They're touting the state's new plan to prioritize green energy and cut fossil fuels from Illinois' electric grid by 2050. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin addressed COP26 attendees over the weekend. He says it's not enough that the United States rejoined the Paris Climate Accord earlier this year, but must back it up with funding to stem the tide of climate change.
We are prepared to vote the necessary funds to make this promise of the Paris Agreement a reality. There are people around the world who are asking, is the United States back? Are we involved in this with a commitment? And now we have a chance to prove it.
Democrats and a handful of Republicans in the U.S. House Friday night approved President Joe Biden's $1.2 trillion infrastructure package, which includes $150 billion for clean energy development. Governor J.B. Pritzker is set to join other Democratic governors at the conference to discuss state-by-state climate action this afternoon, local time. LGBTQ+ students were harassed during Spirit Week at Muhammad Seymour High School in September. Now leaders at Uniting Pride are waiting for a formal apology. Sharice Jones of the Illinois Public Media Student Newsroom has more.
Board President of Uniting Pride, Martha Mills, says that they plan to talk to district officials to prevent similar incidents in the future.
I would really like for them to work with us to set up some trainings so that in the future, if this happens again, that there will be some adults who actually step in and try to curb this behavior.
District Superintendent Lindsay Hall said in an email that the district statement from 2 months ago is their final comment on the issue. It says, in part, quote, "There is absolutely no rationale, excuse, or tolerance for bullying in any context, place, time, or situation." Mills says that Uniting Pride offered support to the students that were harassed. I'm Sharice Jones, Illinois Newsroom.
Thanksgiving dinners may be more expensive this year. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says frozen supplies of turkeys in the U.S. are 24% below the three-year average because higher feed prices mean fewer farmers are raising them. For turkey farmers like Angela Fautenberry, increased demand means rising prices.
We as farmers knew that when Thanksgiving got here, there would be a short on turkeys. And as we're watching them get distributed at the supermarkets, we're seeing that shortage. So we are actually, due to the short, we're actually going to increase our crops due to demand.
Meanwhile, grocery store prices are up overall by about 4.5% from this time last year. Carle and OSF Healthcare are now scheduling appointments for the new Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. Carle is scheduling the first dose of vaccinations on weekends in November at Kohl's Plaza in Champaign for children from Champaign and Vermilion counties. OSF Healthcare is scheduling the first dose of the vaccinations on the next two Thursdays, November 11th and 18th, at the OSF Medical Group Pediatrics Clinic at 707 North Logan in Danville. Appointments can be made through the OSF Healthcare and Carle websites. Still to come, we'll learn about a new report from the Environmental Working Group that looks at what contaminants are in your tap water. We'll get that story from Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin, coming up next on 217 Today.
Now in its 18th season on WILL, Simply Ming offers viewers inspiring and mouthwatering home cooking recipes. Each episode begins with a technique demonstration, followed by two dishes, one prepared by a famous guest chef and one by Chef Ming Tsai. Ming and his guests must design and improvise a meal on the fly with items from the host's pantry. Improve your culinary prowess by streaming past episodes as a friend of WILL. Learn how at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Do you know what's in your drinking water? Depending on where you live, you could be ingesting contaminants linked to cancer, brain damage, and other serious health effects. That's why scientists at the Environmental Working Group, a Washington-based nonprofit, developed the Tap Water Database, a searchable tool based on U.S. zip codes that tells you what contaminants exist in your tap water and to what degree. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin spoke with Environmental Working Group senior scientist Tasha Stoiber about the database, which was just updated with 2021 data. She started by asking her about the standards they use to determine safe versus unsafe drinking water.
So largely, most utilities and most systems in the U.S. do meet federal standards. But really, another major push behind the tap water database is to really to take a look at what those legal standards mean. We point to EWG health guidelines for contaminants, and often those are much lower than the legal standards. So many of the legal standards that were set for drinking water contaminants, they were set decades ago in the 70s or 80s. They may have been set based on outdated science or based on compromises and treatment costs. And for a number of tap water contaminants, there may not even be a maximum contaminant level that exists. A lot of unregulated contaminants are present in our drinking water, but there's actually no federal limit that utilities have to comply with.
So, you know, when I pull up Champaign County, I see arsenic at 250 times your health guideline, chloroform at 89 times your health guideline. That sounds really scary. How can these things impact the health of Champaign residents?
Right. So we can break that down a little bit. And remember, it is easy to look at all this data to become a little bit overwhelmed or even desensitized as well. And so the health guideline that we point to, this is going to be a guideline that's been defined based on either the latest peer-reviewed science or another state agency health-based drinking water standard. That's what we're pointing towards. You know, what would be the ideal drinking water standard that would be most protective of public health? And often contaminants are present at levels that are above that. Arsenic, for example, that's a really potent carcinogen. So that's why we're concerned about that contaminant and that our level is so much lower than the MCL. And it's important to remember too, when thinking about these drinking water contaminants, a lot of these risks are assessed over exposure during a lifetime.
So what's your recommendation to Champaign County residents who may be now worried after hearing all this about drinking their tap water?
Right. Well, really the purpose behind the tap water database is to be an educational tool. The first step really is for people to find out about their drinking water and to educate themselves. We do recommend generally that people filter their drinking water. It's one of the easiest ways to reduce environmental exposures to a lot of these contaminants that can harm your health. However, realizing too that paying for a home drinking water filter, that's an expense on the individual that shouldn't fall on them. This should be, depending on the contaminants, this should be really the polluters that pay. So we do encourage people to arm themselves with this data and arm themselves with the power of information and use that to start conversations with their local elected officials and to ask what is being done to improve the drinking water quality in my community, what resources are needed. And really, all of this data as a whole should be looked at as justification for the need to really inject a lot of federal money into improving drinking water infrastructure overall.
That's Tasha Stoiber, senior scientist at the Environmental Working Group, talking with Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin about the tap water database. To look up data about tap water in your zip code, go to ewg.org/tapwater. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see sunny skies and warm temperatures today with a high of 67 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Sharice Jones, Seth Bodine, and Dana Cronin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.